I'm actually a little emotional right now, and I'm trying not to, be, blubbering this while making a podcast, because I want you guys to understand, what I think. But I was doing a meditation, and it was a very, heart-centered meditation on my drive to work this morning. And I was just, seeing, my divine purpose in the world. And I remembered the first moment that I saw my divine purpose in the world, or that, that God showed me my divine purpose in the world more so. And it was such a beautiful moment, because I realized my personal power in that instant. I was shown two different pathways, multiple different pathways, multiple different options for how I could affect the people that love me, how I could affect the world as a whole. And that was part of my spiritual awakening that I had. So, those of you who don't know me already, I had a spiritual awakening in 2013, and that awakening prompted me to enter recovery for addiction and mental health. And so I decided to get better because I saw that I was capable of affecting the world in a great way. I saw that I was capable of affecting the people around me on a very deep level. And that understanding of my power, and I think that's truly what it is to know that you have personal power, is just to kind of accept responsibility for the fact that you are capable of affecting other people, okay? In a bad way, in a good way, in a meh, just sort of okay way. It's your legacy that you leave in the world. You can leave a legacy while you're still alive, and you can leave a legacy in your death. They're like, Rachel, it's too much. This is too deep right now. Sorry. We dove right the fuck in this morning. So you have an effect. You are capable of affecting the world. And you can affect the entire world one person at a time. So what happens is you give energy out, right? And this is essentially the ripple effect idea theory, right? That I have choices, okay? So if I went to the gas station right now and I punched the clerk in the face, and that clerk has a shit day because I went in there and punched her in the face for no apparent reason. Now, she's in a bad mood. She's going to cry. She's not going to be able to do the rest of her shift. She has to actually leave work today, and the boss and the other employees were counting on her to be there, and now they're having a shit day because the boss has to come in when she wasn't trying to come in today, and the other employees now have to, pick up her shift for the rest of the week so that she can, go to therapy or whatever. And, now all of these other people are having a shit day because I made a bad choice. I did something that was going to create negative feelings in another person, and then that person's negative feelings have consequences, and those consequences negatively affect other people. So it's the same if you do a positive thing. So let's say I wake up this morning and I decide to do a different choice. So I go to the same gas station in a different reality, okay? And I'm like, you know what, this girl, I'm getting vibes that she needs some help. I whip out a $100 bill, and I write, "God loves you," on the $100 bill, and I hand it to her. And I say, "Hey, you're worth it." And I give her a $100 bill. And I walk away intensely, of course, and then I don't say shit, right? She just left, like, stunned, and she's like, "What? Can't believe that, like, this great thing happened to me today." And, like, I was really needing $100. I was so stressed, and I picked up this extra shift because, like, I was short cash this week because I had, like, an unexpected bill, and this was so amazing. And then, so, like, somebody else comes in that day. They pull up to the gas station, and they realize when they get up to the counter to pay for their gas that they left their whole fucking wallet at home, or they lost their debit card or something. And that girl's like, "Hey, don't worry about it. I got you. I'm going to put 20 on your pump, okay? Just go take care of yourself and have a great day, and you're worth it." And she spreads that message. And then that person was like, "What? I can't believe this person, like, helped me so much. That was a beautiful thing." And she's like, "Just pay it. So what can I do to repay you? I'll bring it back to you, like, on Friday when I get paid." And she's like, "No, don't worry about it. Just pay it forward." And then so that person is, like, stunned, of course, like, that somebody did such a cool thing. And then they're on their way to work, and they find their debit card, and it was, like, just stuck down in the side of their seat, of course, where it always is. And then, so they're like, "Oh, cool, there's my debit card, sweet, I can get my Starbucks like I normally do." And so they go to Starbucks, and they're like, "Hey, once you pay for, like, the next 10 people, I want to pay for the next 10 people's coffee behind me in line." And the girl's like, "What? That's amazing." And so he's like, "Yeah," I tell her this awesome story about how the girl paid for his gas this morning when he couldn't afford the gas, and really he has, like, you know, $1 million in the bank, and it wasn't a big deal for him to pay for his gas, but, like, somebody did something kind for him, so he wanted to pay it forward. So he pays for all the people's coffee, and then he put $500 on the girl's tip, and was like, "That was an awesome thing. I just want to do more." And so it's like, see how, like, if you ripple, you know, if you make a positive decision to do something that creates positive feelings in somebody, that will ripple out as well. So, in that vision and that spiritual awakening that I have, I saw it. I saw the ripple effect that I was capable of creating in the world, and I saw this intense positive energy that I was supposed to create and spread in the world. And then I was shown another scenario where I died from the addiction and the hurt that would cause, but that, like, somehow or another, like, through people loving, that were here on the planet still, that loved me, the message of positivity and healing would still be spread through people, you know, being activists against addiction and, like, trying to help heal, spreading the message of healing and showing people that they didn't want, you know, wasted potential and things like that would happen, how it happened to me. You know, that there was other ways that my message could be spread, but that I still had a message. And so it was like, either way, you can die and serve your purpose, or you can live and serve your purpose. And the other part of that was that the me living and serving my purpose was a much cooler outcome. Yes, I could affect the people either way, but I would get to experience all of the beautiful positive consequences that ripple back to me. And I believe in reincarnation, so I don't know if you guys believe in reincarnation. You don't have to subscribe to my beliefs if you don't want to. But I believe in reincarnation, and so, and I believe in reincarnation because of the spiritual awakening that I had and the visions that I was shown. So another aspect of that awakening was that I was shown that I would have to try again, that I would have to eventually learn how to deliver my message and serve my purpose in the physical world. And it was like, don't worry, like, your message will be made without you, but you're not going to get the credit for doing that work if other people have to do the work for you. What's going to happen is you're going to have to come back, and you're going to have to try again in a different way to spread positive energy in the world. So it's like, well, crap. Okay, so let's just do it this time then, right? Let's not go through all that bull crap. I don't want to do it again. It's like failing a class, you know, which is fucking stupid. Who wants to do that? Hi, you did a bunch of work to, like, take this, you know, math course, and then you failed the class. You got an F, and so now you have to do all the work again, and then, but also pass the test, right, this time and get the better grade. So I was like, I don't want to do that. I'll just sit through all that crap again. Nobody likes to have to take a class more than one time. So it's like, okay, fine, you know, because I didn't understand life. I didn't understand why we were here, why I was here. It was all so pointless. It was all so dumb. I didn't feel like I was, you know, useful. I didn't feel like I had, you know, anything was meaningful. It was like, why do I'm doing this? You know, I wake up every day and go to stupid jobs. And, you know, I just didn't like living. I didn't get it on the deepest levels. I did have, you know, a relationship with God since, and let me just talk about God for a second. So if any of you don't know me, or you haven't read my book, like, well, I say God because that's the word I like, and it triggers all kinds of positive feelings in me, and it makes me feel happy, and it's easier, it's a short word, and I grew up Christian. So it's like my word, you know, like that's how I say it, as I speak that language. But when I say God, like, since having my spiritual awakening, like, the word God means so much more to me now than it did, you know, when I was going to, like, church youth groups and Baptist Christian and, you know, Methodist person churches. It's much more, like, expansive and metaphysical, and even ties in, like, scientific factors. And I have a really long and deep explanation of what God means to me in my book. So, How to Wear a Crown. So, like, you know, if you kind of want to understand that, how I feel about that more, then it's there. But when I say God, I just mean, like, the source. Like, everybody, all different religions have different names and understandings of what God is, and they call God different things, but it's like, I just want to say God because I like to say God. So that's that. But God showed me so many things during that spiritual awakening. And I didn't want to have to do it all again. I didn't want to have to do it all again. I wanted to serve my purpose. So I decided to serve my purpose. And, you know, I always had that connection with God. But when I had my spiritual awakening, I formed a much deeper connection. And so, what was I getting at? I was getting at the ripple effect, and I was getting at serving a purpose in the world, and I was getting at, oh, that I didn't understand life. So, yeah, I didn't understand life, and I always had, you know, a connection with God. So, you know, I would pray things, and I'd be like, God, what is it? Who am I? What am I here for? You know, and all that kind of dramatic stuff that we pray when we're confused about spirit and life. And so I would pray all those prayers, and I just felt like I didn't get the answers, and I was starting to question, like, you know, my beliefs, and I was growing into some different places, or moving and shifting into some different places spiritually, where all the things that I had been taught, like, some of them weren't lining up or, like, making sense or feeling right to me anymore. And so I knew that, like, my spiritual beliefs were evolving, and it left, I didn't know what they were evolving into yet, before my awakening. So it was, like, difficult, because I loved God. Like, I knew I loved God. I knew there was something greater than me, but I didn't know exactly how to verbalize that or understand it. But I knew that, like, my, you know, foundation of my beliefs wasn't feeling right to me anymore. So I was moving away from those. And so it kind of left, like, this empty space in me where I was just a bit confused, and left me kind of hopeless, because I was, like, needed my new thing. You know, I needed my evolved understanding in order to continue on with my life in a way that, you know, would allow me to move into my purpose. But, you know, that hopelessness, and, like, I knew that I had big dreams. Like, I had big dreams. I always had these seeds in me of, like, doing big things, or knowing that, like, I had a big purpose, but I didn't know exactly what that was and exactly how that was supposed to look or manifest into the world. And I wanted it now, and I was impatient, and I didn't know, you know, how to walk through the spaces of navigating, figuring all that out. And I also was in pain, and I had had a lot of trauma, and I had had a lot of, you know, things that had hurt me, and, you know, was also underdeveloped, like, emotionally and mentally. Like, I needed some tools and some coping skills to figure out how to, you know, maybe regulate emotions during things, and how to deal with, like, healing of the trauma, and dealing with this, like, the PTSD that I was left with from the trauma. And I just felt like things were really unfair, and I felt like I was the most broken person that I had ever encountered in my life. Like, I thought everybody else in the world was maybe just, like, normal people that had really great lives and were just, you know, really lucky and navigating life super easily, and that I was just the only broken one that was having a hard time, you know, doing it. And I learned that I wasn't, first of all. Like, I learned that I was not the only one that felt like that. So that was nice to know. And I learned some skills. Thanks to that awakening, thanks to understanding that there was a pathway to me getting to all those places that I wanted to get, and that is the best version of myself possible, that I could ever dream up, and that God envisions me as being. And, you know, I was getting older and older, and felt like, you know, other people around me had already figured it out, or, you know, were doing better in life than me because they did the, I guess, kind of stereotypical right way to go, which was, like, you know, high school, college, grad school, you know, master's degrees, and, you know, were doing these jobs that were good paying jobs, and they were buying houses, and I was not, you know, doing all of those things. So I felt like I was doing something wrong, but it was all God's path for me. And come to find out, like, all of those people that did it the so-called right way, not all of them, but, like, a lot of them hire me to help them figure out how to find their purpose, because they were just walking the walk. They weren't really, like, moving towards their purpose in a spiritual sense. They were doing it in a logical sense, or doing the things that their parents told them that they needed to do, or doing the things that the, you know, job skills questionnaire quiz said that they were most qualified to do based on their history and current knowledge or whatever. So, but then people see, you know, the people like that see me living a really soulful, purposeful life, and they go, how can I do that? How can I move from what I'm doing to that? Because I'm feeling unfulfilled. And so I'm glad, you know, that I got to go on a healing journey. I'm so grateful that, like, I had an awakening that showed me how it was supposed to be. And I got to make that choice of, I want to do it that way. I want to do it the way that, you know, helps people. I want to do it the way that I create positive ripple effects in the world. And so, I guess, what does it all mean today? What does it all mean today? Today, what it all means is that you have choices, multiple pathways in your life that you could go. You have personal power, because I know for a fact that every individual at least has the power to affect other people in a positive or a negative way. So you get to choose today. You have personal power. You get to choose if you want to be somebody who creates positive change. And you can do that from wherever you're at. Don't think that, like, you have to quit your day job or, like, you know, do something different than you're currently doing. Like I said, like, you can work at the gas station and be the person that creates a positive ripple effect in the world. You can be working at the Starbucks and be the person that creates positive ripple effects in the world. So you can choose today, bare minimum, okay? You can choose, do I want to walk one of these multiple pathways of positivity, or do I want to walk one of the multiple pathways of negativity? And not saying that there aren't times where you will unknowingly, you know, whoopsie, make some human mistakes and throw out some negative energy. We all do it. But you can choose to be somebody who learns the power of making amends and forgiveness and, you know, cleaning up your energetic mess. Or, you know, you can be somebody who just goes, whatever, you know, yeah, I made a mistake, whatever. And then, like, go on with your life and never deal with the responsibility of that. So we have to learn to take responsibility for the effects that we have. It's your effect. It's your energy. But I just want you all today to, I challenge you and suggest that you take responsibility for the fact that you are a person in the world. And if you are a person in the world, then you have the ability to affect another human being. And then make a choice to try to do that in a better and greater and more positive way. Own your personal power. And lastly, I just want you to know that life is supposed to be fun. Life is supposed to feel good. Life is supposed to be magical. But if you don't have it all figured out today, like, if you don't have a deep, super spiritual connection, that's okay too. Just start seeking things that feel good to you, and that will help you to move into a better space where you're more in alignment with what's true for you, because what's true for you will feel good. And I'm not, and because, you know, I come from an addiction background, like, I'm not gonna let any of the listeners of my podcast take that as an excuse to use drugs. That is not what the fuck I am talking about. Rachel told me to do drugs because it feels good. No, she did not. Okay. That does not ultimately feel good. I'm talking about things that ultimately feel good for your spirit and help enrich your life. So you know damn well that doing addictive drugs and wrecking your life is not ultimately good for you and your path. You're smart people. Okay. So we have to act intelligently as the truth of who we are, and we're not going to play dumb and pretend like and make excuses, but we're going to seek the things that truly feel good and nourishing to our spirit, which is things that put us in alignment with the truth of who we are, and things that feel great, like loving other human beings, paying it forward, helping people when we can help people, self-love,
self-care and all of that great stuff. So what am I going to name this podcast today? So today I'm going to name the podcast maybe like Accept Responsibility, Personal Power, Accepting Responsibility for Your Ripple Effect. Ooh, that's nice. I think I'm going to go with that. Okay, so now that we figured it out, if you like this part, I hope you like me rambling on here. And if you do, good news, you can listen again another day because I will be back. My mentors and coaches like to say, don't shut up. Do not shut up. If you have a message, keep talking, keep spreading message, keep helping people. So I won't shut up, and I'll be back. And if you like it, you're more than welcome to come back and subscribe to this podcast on all of your favorite podcast platforms. It's available on, I think, like 9 different platforms. Spotify is my favorite, so check it out on there. I Spotify fucking everything in my life, and I'm constantly playing in the background of my life. And if you are vibing with me so far, you can come hang out with me on lots of different places. So you can look up I Am Rockel, that's IamRockel, at I Am Rockel on all of the places. So it's super easy. It's the same thing everywhere. I Am Rockel on all of the social media platforms. So some of my faves right now are Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. They get a lot of love from me. So you'll get a lot of love from me if you check me out on those places. Additionally, you can look up www.iamrockel.com to kind of go on the journey of seeing like all of the things that I do. And I just need to let you know that this podcast right here today, this one that you're listening to, was sponsored by I Am Rockel Academy. So I Am Rockel Academy is my brand new online coaching school. And I developed it so that I could have online coaching programs and courses that you can purchase and take. And through people purchasing courses at my school, it enables me to be able to create more and more and more free, relevant, helpful content for mental health, addiction recovery journeys, and navigating spiritual experiences and spiritual journeys. And I get to make that available free to help people all over the world. So this podcast is available for, gosh, what was it? Like at least 7 different countries. Like I would have to go back and look, but it's like 7 different countries people can listen to me talk, which is fucking cool. And I get to talk to all the people and help all the people all over the world. And that's so cool. And by you guys purchasing my courses, it sponsors, the free content like this. So that's one of the ways that you can have a positive ripple effect. You can do something nice for yourself by learning some new information through a coaching course. And it also helps to give other people helpful content all over the world. What a big ripple effect. That's amazing. And so we talked today about purpose. And so I have a short course that's only $47. And it is called Manifesting Your Purposeful Life. Manifesting Your Purposeful Life. It's a short course, and it's not available. That content that you will view on there will not be found anywhere but on I Am Rockel Academy. So that's something that I promise you. The content that's on I Am Rockel Academy is only for I Am Rockel Academy. You can't get it free on YouTube. You can't get it free, you know, on TikTok. Like, that is just for there. So it's special, and you're special if you are a student of I Am Rockel Academy. If you haven't read my book, How to Wear a Crown, A Practical Guide to Knowing Your Worth, It is available on Amazon, and it's also available on I Am Rock Hill Academy in audiobook form. So that is awesome, and people said they like to listen to me read it to them instead. I don't know why, but people tend to like that, so I like that too. And so that's there for you guys if you love it. And thank you for supporting this podcast. Make sure that you subscribe to it and hit like notification buttons so that you can, so that your little phone will tell you every time that I decided to have some thoughts today. And also, you can find my website information in the show notes. I think that's all I have for you guys today. I love you so much. You have personal power and you have worth, and act like it, okay? Walk out the door knowing that you're a powerful being. Walk out the door knowing that you're a worthy being and that you can do great things in the world. I love you. Okay. I'll see you next time. Bye.